It's Abundant Living, your guide to experiencing a more abundant life in Jesus Christ, with your host, founder of AbundantLiving.org, David Leisenfeld.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Abundant Living program. I'm glad you're joining me here today. I am David Leisenfeld, here to talk with you more about the principles of living an abundant life in Jesus Christ. And we come to know the abundant life as we come to Jesus, as we receive from Him the Holy Spirit. For He said He would pray the Father, and the Father would send us the Spirit, and the Spirit would guide us and lead us into all truth. And certainly, as we live by the Spirit, and as we read and love and cherish the Word of God, the written Word of God, we come to know a way of life. And so we come to know Jesus not just as our Savior who saves us from sin, but also as our Lord who teaches us a way of holiness, so that we all come to know the Lord, that we all come to know His ways, and that we live in a way we can very simply define as a way of love. That is, having outgoing concern and care, first for God, our Father, with all our heart, soul, and mind, and second for one another, as we do for ourselves. And so this is truly the way of God, and all the principles, all the teachings, all the things that God does is about bringing about a plan, and ultimately that plan is bringing many sons unto glory. And we hope that is your focus in life, to realize that it's not about what you're facing in life, not here on the earth, but about what is going on in heaven, where Christ is seated at the right hand of our Father in heaven. Now, if you ever miss part of these programs, I invite you to go to our website, AbundantLiving.org. That is the website with signposts for success. You can find lots of good articles, lots of good audio messages there for you to help encourage you on the path of growth in your relationship with Jesus Christ, to know the power of living by His ways, His commandments, His teachings, because God gives us a lot of great instruction. And you know, if we ignore the instruction, it's not going to help us. We need to know it and live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And so if you find you're struggling in life, if you find that you don't have a sense of peace, a sense of joy, if you are not filled with love and hope and faithfulness and goodness, if these aren't the things that are flowing out of you, then you need to turn back to the Word of God, and you need to turn back to Jesus Christ Himself, the living Word of God, and receive the blessing of the Holy Spirit, because as we live by the Spirit, as we live by the Word, these are the fruits that will come out of our lives. And so I want you to be participating and joining in that. So go to AbundantLiving.org. Everything there is free of charge for you. It's all downloadable. You can print off the articles. You can download the audio messages to CD or MP3 player and take it all with you wherever you go. Put it in your car. Take it in your MP3 player. Hey, maybe you're having a Bible study. Why not download an audio message and have it for your Bible study? You can talk about the things that are there. Encourage one another in this way. And I hope that you are encouraged by this program. And if you are, why don't you write to me, too? I always enjoy hearing from you. You can get our address there at AbundantLiving.org. Or if you'd like, give me a call. Our number, toll-free, 800-799-5199. You can get our physical address there. Or you can write to me, David@AbundantLiving.org, if you want to go by email. David@AbundantLiving.org. I always enjoy hearing from you. Thank you for your letters and your support. And I pray that God will continue to bless you in your life. And that is what this program is all about, trying to be a blessing and a help and an encouragement to you, a helper of your joy in our walk with Jesus Christ. Now, we have been talking here the last 3 weeks, and we're going to conclude here today throughout this month of October about the Feast of God, because God made up holidays. And a lot of us don't realize that. We might not be involved in it. You know, every culture has their holidays. And, you know, here in the United States, we do Memorial Day, and we do Labor Day, and we do our President's Day, and 4th of July, and Thanksgiving, and Christmas, and New Year's. These are holidays that we celebrate in this country. But if you went to a different country, if you were living, let's say, in France, you would be celebrating, you know, New Year's Day. Of course, they celebrate there, but also Labor Day that they have in May, Armistice Day for World War II, the Ascension Day, Sunday, Labor Day again. They have another Labor Day, May the 20th. They must be into laboring over there. They have a National Day, Assumption Day, August the 15th, All Saints Day, November the 1st, Armistice Day for World War I. And we could do this with any country. Germany, you know, they celebrate Holy Three Kings on January the 6th. They have the public holiday, May the 1st. They have the Feast of Corpus Christi on May the 30th. And we can go to every culture and find out holidays. And their holidays are based upon things that are important, events that are significant, that have happened in their time. And so things happen, and then they celebrate it, remembering what has happened. But when it comes to God, what he does is in his realm, in his kingdom, he has holidays, holy days, feast days, that celebrations he has set up. But he not just does it to remember, he does it for things that are even yet to come. For as Colossians 2, 16 to 17 say, the feast days, they are shadows of things to come. And so these feast days picture things that are yet to happen. And as we have gone through, we've talked about Passover, Christ's coming, the sacrifice, the redemption, the days of unleavened bread, of sincerity and truth, Pentecost, the giving of the Holy Spirit, and the forward-looking redemption of the first fruits, the feast of trumpets, the blowing of the trumpet, the return of Jesus Christ with the sounding of the seventh trumpet, and the trumpet plagues that are poured out on the earth as God intervenes in the affairs of mankind to bring it to a culmination. We've talked about the Day of Atonement, when all the iniquity is removed in one day, and how Christ took his own blood once for all time into the Holy of Holies on our behalf. And now, where only one man could go once a year into the Holy of Holies, now all of us who are in Christ Jesus through his flesh, by his perfect shed blood, we can go into the Holy of Holies. We talked last week about the Feast of Tabernacles, the end time harvest, when God will bring up those and give life to those who are written in the book of life, and the great judgment at the end, and the great millennium period of time when people will be brought to know God. And here we come now to the last day of the feast, the eighth day, this last festival celebration. And this last festival celebration is the culmination of all the work that God has done and has been pictured in these days. These days a picture the big events. For in them, in Passover, we have the death of Jesus Christ. In the Feast of Unleavened Bread, we have the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In Pentecost, we have the giving of the Holy Spirit. On and on it goes. We see the big events in the life of Jesus Christ. And now we see the big event that climaxes everything God has done. The last day. When we come to celebrate this last day, as God said, let this day, this eighth day of the feast, this last day, be a holy day, a holy convocation, the eighth day. And eight is always very significant when we talk about new things, new beginnings. For a week is 7 days, and then the eighth is a beginning of something new. And the eighth day is a very significant day. And you might recall from reading the Bible, the eighth day was a day of circumcision, when there was the circumcision that was performed in Israel among the children. And the babies that were born, they were circumcised on the eighth day. But there is something so much more exciting that I want to talk to you about today. And of course, with any of these feasts and any of these holy days, there is just so much good biblical information about them, about what the meaning is, about what to celebrate. And there's various aspects of each of them, whether we're looking at them of things in the past, of things in the present, of things in your personal life, and things looking at the whole world, and things that are prophesied in the future. And on this day, I just want to talk to you about this day, this last day of this feast. It'll be celebrated October 25th. And if you would like to join us, we're actually going to be concluding the Feast of Tabernacles celebration at the Palo Mesa Resort in Fallbrook. If you're interested in information, call 800-799-5199. That is the number. We'll be having a last day celebration. But this day of celebration is about new beginnings. If you would turn with me to 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15 tells of something so exciting. Now, last week we read about the order of resurrection. Verse 22 of 1 Corinthians 15, it says, "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive, but each in his own order. Christ the first fruits," and of course he was already resurrected. "Afterward, those who are Christ at his coming." And we read about that. 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 to 18. If you haven't read that, go read it. 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 to 18, because it talks about the resurrection at the return of Jesus Christ. And then verse 24, "But then comes the end," that last resurrection. Now notice the timing of these things and what is going to happen. "Then comes the end when he," that is Jesus, "delivers the kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. And the last enemy that will be destroyed is death, for he has put all things under his feet. But when he says, All things are put under him, speaking of Christ. It is evident that he, that is God our Father, who put all things under him, that is Christ, is accepted. Now, when all things are made subject to him, then the Son himself will also be subject to him, that is God, who put all things under him, that is Jesus, that God may be all in all. Now, this is the conclusion of the whole matter. When we come to the end of the plan of God, God raised up his Son, Jesus Christ, and he is seated now at the right hand. And as it says in Psalm 110, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. And there's a time coming, as we talked about at the feast of the Feast of Trumpets, a time coming with the blowing of trumpets, Christ will return with a shout, with the voice of an archangel. And it will be a day of great rejoicing for those who are his. And it will be a day of great terror for those who do not know him, who reject him. For he will come in power and glory and might, and he will put all enemies under his feet. Those who are against the way of love, those who want to live selfishly and ungodly, those who disregard the commandments of God and the testimony and faith of Jesus Christ, there won't be place. Because for those who want to live by their own lust, for those who want to live selfishly, who don't want to love God, who don't want to love neighbor, they're not going to fit in the kingdom and society of God. Because what makes the kingdom of God a place of peace is all submit unto the law of God that produces peace. And very simply, if you take all the commandments of God, the Ten Commandments, the two great commandments, every instruction that you read that Jesus said, you can sum it all up right here. In this one word, this one law, love. And love is not about what makes me feel good when we talk about biblical love. This is the love of benevolent care and concern for others, where you're willing to sacrifice yourself for the good of another, where you're willing to esteem others better than yourself, when you're willing to consider the interests of others better than your own. And my friends, that is what will produce peace on this world. On this earth, in this life, in our lives. But ultimately, how the kingdom of God functions is by a way of love, a way of concern, a way of give and of generosity and of goodness toward others, and not of selfishness. And this day talks about a time when Christ has put down every enemy who stands against this way, and the kingdom will be delivered back to God our Father, and even Jesus himself will be subject unto God our Father forever. And we are going to read some of the most fantastic scriptures when we come back about this time. So don't go away. I want you to stay tuned. You got to hear these. These are some of the best verses, I think, in the Bible. And of course, if you listen to me long enough, you know I love every one of them. So I keep saying that over and over. But you're not going to want to miss it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back here on the Abundant Living Program.
Is your home filled up with stuff while you yourself are empty? Are you living an unfulfilled life? If so, you need to go to AbundantLiving.org. AbundantLiving.org is a website designed to help you discover your awesome potential. God made you in His image so that you can grow and experience the abundant life He enjoys. Many people search for meaning in life, but there is only one place to find a life worth living. Go to AbundantLiving.org and find the answers to living a successful and abundant life in Jesus Christ. You will discover who you are and how to have peaceful, joyful life as you learn more about God and the reasons He made you. Great health and wealth mean nothing if you're empty inside. Seek the riches that last forever. Go to AbundantLiving.org. AbundantLiving.org, the website with signposts for success.
Jesus Christ, the one and only.
Welcome back here to the Abundant Living Program. My name is David Liesenfeld. Glad you're joining me. And that was the voice of Carolyn Sharpman. And hey, if you'd like to hear her in person, if you would like to come and meet me, I'd love to meet you. Come and join us at Rock Valley Christian Church out in Lake Elsinore, California. We meet every Saturday at 10:30 a.m. For more information, go to abundantliving.org. Click on Rock Valley Christian Church. You can find out all about that and find out more about our meetings, what we do, and how we encourage one another to keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus Christ. For we must all come to have the grace of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. And if you are missing out on that in life, you're missing out on life. Because in Him we live and move and have our being. And any time we try to have goodness or prosperity or blessing outside of God in our lives, we're going to fall short and miss out. And we've been talking here today about the last day of the feast. And Jesus cried out on that last day, said, "Come to me, all you who are thirsty, and I will give you drink. And out of his bellies will flow rivers of living water." And that is the Holy Spirit whom Jesus gives to those who come. And real abundance in life cannot be gathered, cannot be comprehended, cannot be lived unless we have the Spirit of God in us, flowing out of us, producing all the fruit, giving us all the gifts, and most importantly, fellowship with God our Father in heaven. For the Spirit is the guarantee, the earnest down payment, the guarantee of our eternal inheritance that we have in Christ Jesus, that we have in God our Father. And so we need to know this. And so if you're not going to church, if you need a place, you need to be encouraged. I urge you to come to a place where you can be encouraged in good fellowship. And if you don't have a place like that already, then you need one. You need to be involved in your church. You need to be participating. And there are opportunities at Rock Valley because we're a new fellowship. And I'm committed to you, the person who comes through that door, to helping you along the way on the path with Jesus Christ. So Rock Valley Christian Church, if you would like to, go to abundantliving.org. You can find out more about it there. Or give me a call, toll free. Here's the number. Take it down. Get your pen and paper. Here it comes, 800-799-5199. That's my toll free number, 800-799-5199. Again, that's for Rock Valley Christian Church and Abundant Living Ministries. Now, we've been talking about the last day, this last holiday that God commanded to be kept in Leviticus 23. You know, every country has their holidays. These are God's holidays. What did God have holidays for? And here we're finding out the meaning, and we're talking now about this last day, this eighth day, the new day, when Christ delivers all the kingdom back to his Father. But notice this in Revelation 21. Revelation 21, verse 1. "Now I, that is John, saw a new heaven and new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and also there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God.'" Now, this is the culmination of everything we live for. For the whole reason we were made, that God would share his life and his eternity with us, the abundant life. Everything comes from knowing God our Father, having fellowship with him, and to realize the best things in life really are the relationships we have with God and with each other. It doesn't get any better than sitting down with good friends, does it? Of sharing a good meal, of having conversation, helping one another. You know, all the production in life, the working that we do, the taking care of things, it all kind of culminates and comes together as we have relationships with God and with each other. And your prayer life should be like this, a time of coming together. But realize this is a time when all men will know him and he will be among us. In verse 4 of chapter 21, it says this most beautiful verse, my wife's favorite verse actually, "And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away." You know, in this life, in this world, we will experience pain. And it's part of It's part of the life we have. It's part of actually even what made Jesus complete, the things he suffered. He was made more complete. And we also are to have fellowship with his sufferings, to understand that these sufferings make us complete. They try our character. They try our heart and our mind. They try our relationship, see if we are faithful or only fair-weather friends. But the thing is that there is a time coming. This is a promise from the Word of God, when there will be no more crying, no more pain, no more sorrow, no more death. The joy of God will overtake this world. The earth will be full of the glory of God, a new heaven and a new earth. And all the former things will have passed away. And notice verse 5, he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, it is done. And I tell you, it is done. This day is coming. The day of the glory of God on the earth. When God comes down from heaven, a new heaven and a new earth come. And God will dwell among people, and there will be no more pain, no more sorrow, no more death. Can you feel that for the children who cry out in hunger, for the children who are being murdered, for the children who are being prostituted, for the children who are being aborted? Can you feel their pain and say, there's a day coming, they will feel no more pain? For the glorious God in heaven will finally come down, and it will be no more as we see on this earth today. No more corruption, no more stealing and lying, no more fraud, no more cheating. Because God will be the God of every person. And we won't have to say, know the Lord anymore. For the Lord will be known by all. And he will be evident. And his children will come to him. And so he says, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. And he who overcomes shall inherit all things. And I will be his God. And he shall be my son. This is what we celebrate on the last day of the feast, this beautiful time. Verse 20, chapter 22 of Revelation, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the middle of its street and on either side of the river was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. And there shall be no night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. My friends, this is just awesome. This is just incredible to know. You remember how the Bible started in the Garden of Eden, a beautiful garden, and Adam and Eve took of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And it has led man on a path of sin and destruction that we are reaping so tremendously and so unfortunately today. But when God turns it all around, just as through Adam came sin and death, so through the second Adam, Jesus Christ, comes life and hope of eternal life and a removal of the sin and the sorrow and the pain and destruction that is wreaked upon this earth. And so we will find this day coming. And this day certainly is coming. And Jesus says, behold, it is coming soon. And he says here in verse 7 of chapter 22, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the word of the prophecy of this book. For he is coming. Jesus is coming. He is coming again. And when he comes and when he establishes the kingdom and when the Father finally comes from heaven, the new heavens and new earth will be ushered in. And there will be life and peace on this earth. And the garden will be there. And there will not be eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They will be eating of the tree of life. And where the tree of the knowledge and good and evil has caused sin and pain and destruction, the tree of life will be healing. And its leaves will be healing for the nations. And its fruits will be delicious. And will give life to us all. And this is the way of God to those who love him and who keep his commandments, to those who follow his ways and know the blessing of righteousness and life in Jesus Christ. And so this is what we celebrate on the last day of the feast. We're going to celebrate it at Pala Mesa in Fallbrook, October 25th, if you want to join us. We're celebrating the time when God will dwell on this earth among men, the new day, the new creation on this earth. And we begin all over again what an adventure it will be. And also, I'd like to invite you to come to Rock Valley Christian Church. If you want to be in a church where people are passionate for God, passionate in their relationships with God and with Christ, who love the fellowship of the Holy Spirit and who love to fellowship with each other, I want you to join us. Rock Valley Christian Fellowship. Go to Abundant Living for more information, abundantliving.org, or call 800-799-5199, 800-799-5199. I look forward to talking with you again next week.
Is your home filled up with stuff while you yourself are empty? Are you living an unfulfilled life? If so, you need to go to AbundantLiving.org. AbundantLiving.org is a website designed to help you discover your awesome potential. God made you in His image so that you can grow and experience the abundant life He enjoys. Many people search for meaning in life, but there is only one place to find a life worth living. Go to AbundantLiving.org and find the answers to living a successful and abundant life in Jesus Christ. You will discover who you are and how to have peaceful, joyful life as you learn more about God and the reasons He made you. Great health and wealth mean nothing if you're empty inside. Seek the riches that last forever. Go to AbundantLiving.org. AbundantLiving.org, the website with signposts for success.